The Wonderful World of Wine for Grand Cru. With a market-leading five-year warranty, Grand Cru is Australia's fastest-growing premium wine fridge brand.
Changing of the guard in the wine world out there, this man now assumes the number one position as the voice of wine. George Samios in the studio with us, having successfully hosted 175 people last week and held them in the palm of his hand.
Good morning. Good morning.
The palm of his velvet glove hand, because you shouldn't be touching that bottle of wine there without a velvet glove on, by the way.
No, I shouldn't be. Most expensive Fiano in the world.
That is the most expensive Fiano in the world at $1,000 a bottle.
To go to the Reach charity, Jim Stein's charity, which is absolutely magnificent. So the Wisp donated two bottles, and the first one went for $1,011.
Yes, and the underbidder?
Underbidder came in and said, I'll take one for $1,000 as well.
That's right. And I've got more. So if there are other people out there that would like to pay $1,000 for the charity or going to the charity, the Tim Watson charity, they could also purchase a bottle of Fiona for $1,000.
How was your debrief? You would have sat down with your team. Were you happy with the way your first inaugural wine edit lunch went?
Very good. Thank you. Drinksedit.com.au.
Yep.
We're going to build a little community off that and starts next week. So, everyone listening, jump onto the drinksedit.com.au and we'll send an email every week with what we talk about, the wine of the week, because people, I'm sick and tired of people bailing me up in the street and saying, oh, I forgot what the wine was. And we'll do more events, and then there's some offers coming out later in the year. So a nice little community, but lunch went well.
It was a great crowd, wasn't it?
Awesome.
A really good crowd.
Awesome crowd. And meeting some people from all over the country. We had people down from Sydney, some from the country.
Flew in from Sydney for the lunch.
Yeah.
Were you happy with the warm-up man, the guy that introduced Gary and got the Nissan story back out there?
Well, the Nissan story was the highlight. Everyone has said to me, the warm-up man, I think with all the stories that he had in his repertoire, he picked that one.
A bit blue, Georgie.
He picked that
one. Well, I spoke to him post the lunch and he blamed it on the medication that he's been taking for his knee.
Yeah, no, I think it wasn't the best work from the
host. Here's a text message for you. And start sending your messages in right now. We've got a $200 Grand Cru voucher to give away. It's the market leader with a five-year warranty. I went to the Brilliant Lunch last week. I ordered some wine. Could you please ask Georgie when we're likely to receive it?
You'll get it this week. It'll land.
Okay.
Right, okay.
My wedding in Bright in October. I'm hosting 175 people. I'm looking for a red, a white, and a rosé suggestion at a decent price to serve my guests. That's from Luco. Do you want some thinking time?
Maybe some thinking time.
Have some thinking time. We'll take a break and come back and we'll get to all your questions for George. You can ring up as well, 1-300-736-736. It's Eddie Haz. We'll get you after this, Eddie. James Halliday has been the voice of wine for a long time, but George Samios has now assumed the role. Okay, Luke wants, he's got the wedding. He's got the big wedding. He's got 175 people coming. He wants the red, the white, the rosé. Decent price to serve the guests.
Well, red, we're going with Little Giant Grenache because Gary has recommended that for everything. So I think you should have that as your red.
How much can we get that for Luke for if he's buying, you know, plenty of cases?
We'll ring Nicholas Crampton, the owner of that little winery, and see if he can look after him.
About 15 a bottle, maybe, $15 wholesale.
A dollar. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Rosé, I reckon, go Turkey Flat Rosé. You'll get that for less than 20 as well.
Nice.
And then I think have a Chardonnay. I know it's controversial. Some people want Sauv Blanc, but I think Chardonnay and I think good value Coldstream Hills from the Yarra Valley.
What did we drink last Thursday? What was that Chardonnay? That was very nice.
Devil's Lair from Margaret River. Yeah, that's a ripping wine. I really love that.
Sheets, what?
Sheets 35.
Oh, too much for Luke's 40. Wedding.
Yeah. Maybe start with that and then go to the cheaper one by the end of the night.
Have that for the wedding table. Like that's out right. The top. Eddie's in Murrumbina. G'day, Eddie. Eddie.
Hello, guys. Good morning, Gary.
G'day,
morning,
Ed.
Gary, Tim.
Good George. Morning, Ed.
Morning.
I was at your lunch last week celebrating my 50th birthday, and it was a fantastic day. I wanted to thank you, all three of you. It had a really nice time.
Good on you, Ed.
On you, Ed.
What about Tim's story? A little blue or a little fruity?
Could have been longer.
have you got a question now, or are you just ringing up to blow some wind?
just ring to say thank you. It was a great time. I'm still waiting for George to send me the 72 Grange, but I kind of expected it during the week.
Yeah, no, we spoke to Gavin last week about those. He's going to get back to me about selling them.
Good on you, Eddie. Appreciate it. And that was the man that had all the Grange he found in the cellar.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I spoke to him. He sent me some photos of it. They looked pretty good. He was going to check with the father-in-law on whether he wanted to sell them or not.
Nick out there, he wants some help. He loves the taste of red wine, but every time he drinks it, he gets a headache after one glass. What can you suggest?
A smaller glass.
Takes a couple of Panadol before he has a drink.
Drink water with it. Potentially try a different variety. If you're always doing Cabernet Sauvignon, maybe try Grenache or Shiraz or vice versa, because often some of us have a reaction to certain red varieties, but not the others.
Let's go to Kirsty, who's in Armidale. G'day, Kirsty.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Good, Kirsty.
Excellent. Thank you for having the lunch last week. It was absolutely incredible. And I have to say the cards were a big hit at a dinner party we actually had on the weekend. I was able to impress a few guests with those.
Well, Kirsty,
amazing.
Yes, we just should tell everyone. George,
great idea, the cards.
Put out a whole host of cards which had the Garrity red wine ladder and the Wispy white wine ladder, but then you had tasting parts of
the
tongue. And regions. So you've trotted them out at the dinner party, Kirsty. You would look like a genius.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it was wonderful. But I've got an addition, I think, that needs to come out over the next few weeks, which would be our key wine regions in Australia. I'd love to see some ratings for the vintages over the last 20 years, out of 10, you know, whether it's a good vintage or bad vintage. That would be a really handy breakdown, perhaps.
That's a great question. Actually, that's a great idea.
There's another ladder coming.
Kirsty, we might have to give you naming rights.
Apologising to Kirsty too, just personally, for the story that I told, because I had some medication just before I went on.
Mike Sheen used to do the top 50. I think Georgie Samios' top 50.
I think
that's going to be as hotly anticipated as the top 50. What do you think, Georgie?
I think we can do that, though. Well, that's a good idea, Kirsty. I think we've got a ladder in your name, I think, coming up.
Mick's in Kings Park.
Hey, Kirsty.
Hey, Mick.
Good morning, boys. George, I just want to ask you a really simple question. Best wine to sip on when you're sitting around a lamb on a spit or a barbecue with the boys?
Lamb on a spit. I'll tell you what, I had some lovely lamb last night and I had a Pinot with it, but also I had some Sonnery Penfolds. I think a cooler climate Shiraz I like with lamb, so get something from Central Victoria, maybe something from Mount Langley. Or sort of down the Great Western Way, Sepult and Bests and things like that.
I had a call from a good mate of mine last night, Gilbert, and he said that you might have been at the Flower Drum last night. Is that right?
I was at the Flower Drum last night, thank you. And it wasn't Gilbert.
Gilbert rang you, did he?
Gilbert rang you.
Just called the Wisp.
I call him Gil. He gave me a call. Also, we should mention the food that we had at Marvel Stadium. And Adrian Richardson, the preparation of that fillet was unbelievable.
Yeah, 170 filet mignons, all cooked perfectly.
Perfectly.
Superb. And, you know, that's what you get when you go into the Medallion Club, right? And people sometimes forget how good that restaurant in there is.
What's the name of his restaurant that he has?
La Luna in Carlton.
Whereabouts in Carlton?
Rathdown Street.
Is it hard to get into?
Difficult because it's popular, but get on your list and he's got a beautiful private space for functions.
Drop George's name. What was the name of that rosé? It was the Turkey Flat Rosé. Yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Michael's in Preston. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, boys, how are we going?
Oh, you're a bit rusty.
Excuse me.
Sorry about that. Georgie, I've got a lot of bottles of St. Henri 2010 Shiraz, which rated 99 to 100, apparently, or did. I tasted one the other day, and I must admit, I didn't enjoy it all that much. What do you think of it?
It's the best St. Henri ever made, and if you didn't like it, I'm happy to buy it off you. it's as rare as hen's teeth.
You haven't kept it on the windowsill, have you?
Yeah. No, it's a good bottle of wine. Maybe it wasn't the right day for you, but no, it's a ripper. Really hard to find that wine.
You know the most popular question that was asked at the luncheon last Thursday? It was a funny question, and that was how long can people keep their red wine after they open it and before they actually use it as part of their spaghetti bolognese? And the answer was?
I think a couple of days works well. And if you really want to try to get an extra day out of it, then put it into a smaller bottle, which reduces the amount of air that's in the bottle. So use a little San Pellegrino bottle or something.
And this one, my best mate just had identical twins last week. I want to get him two bottles of wine to save for his two girls' 18th birthday. What do you think? He's quite generous, Matt says he is, in Patterson's Lakes.
Well, the best thing is to get a wine that's made in their birth year. So if they were born this year, the 2022 Reds, you won't see them for a few years. So I would suggest you pick a wine that's iconic. We just talked about Sononry. That's probably a good example. You buy some of those from this year, which would be the 2019. But then when the 2022 are out, you buy more of it, or you buy a bottle every year. So they've got a run of the same wine.
What was that gas thing you said that you can put re-cork your bottle or something? What was it? I wasn't listening. I was half listening.
It's a little can of argon gas. You can buy it from most liquor retailers, about $5, $6. And you just squirt a little bit of the gas and it floats on the top of the wine and protects it from the oxygen.
You've been around a long time, George. You've done a lot of luncheons. You listen to a lot of people, a lot of sports people talking, that type of thing. The Nissan story.
Him.
Where would you rank that alongside the great after-dinner speeches that you've heard and the stories that you listened to over the years?
I think it's the best story I've ever heard at a wine lunch.
There you go. Preaching out.
Hang on. I want to tell you this. I bought the Fiano at the lunch. This is Ben. He was the buyer.
Right.
So thank you, Ben, on behalf of Reach and the charity. What do you suggest we eat with it?
What would you recommend, Tim?
I recommend fish and chips.
Yeah, I like
sprinkling on your fish.
I like seafood with a Fiano. I don't mind pasta with a Fiano either, and lamb with a Fiano.
Yeah, I think having that wine a while back, I think Ben get some nice fish and grill it on the barbie with just some lemon and some herbs on it. It's a beautiful wine, actually. You know, and it is the most expensive Fiano in the world of course.
It hasn't got the skeleton for a lamb meal, I wouldn't have thought, but seafood. Peter from Altona, last question for Georgie Boy this morning. G'day, Pete.
Good morning. I've got a bottle of Henry Mier, the Puce, 1632.
Jeez.
It's decades old.
It's not Petrus from France, from Bordeaux.
Yeah, it's Henry Maire, the Dupuis 1632. What's it say? Boncello, Jevin.
Pete, what you're going to have to do is get a photo of it, if you can, and text it in. And George, you'll do a little bit of homework for you and have a report on it. If George doesn't know about it.
I think that's the first time George has been stumped on this program.
I'm not sure pronunciation.
Not sure we've got the right George this week.
Yeah, a bit like mine. Hey, Georgie, well done. Lovely to see you.
Yeah, great work. Hey, right. Hang on. Your wine this week. What's your recommendation?
I've got a GSM from from South Australia. It's the Robert Oatley Signature.
Oh, I've seen it. How much?
25 to 30, Grenache Shiraz Merlot. And, have a look around and find it. It's a beautiful little wine, and it's a good example, again, of Grenache. And, you know, as of next week, we'll start sending out the email, so you'll get it all in writing and a few other things with it.
George
good
Samuels,
to see you again.
Most Thanks. Authority voice in wine in this country.